Here in Spain, it's the turn of Chris McCann from Blevins Franks to join us today. How are you, Chris?
I'm fine, Howard. My voice is a little croaky. I'm just recovering from a bit of a cold, a bit of man flu. But apart from that, I'm good.
Yeah, I think it's doing the rounds, to be honest. So there we go.
I've passed it on to the rest of my family now. So I'm fine and they're not.
Okay, pass the buck. So, tensions in the Middle East have sadly escalated recently, and there's uncertainty over where this will lead. How should investors react at times like this? Chris McCann is here today to put things into perspective for us and share his investing insights and experience. So, Chris, investment markets don't like uncertainty, but are they impacted by geopolitical tensions? And how have markets been recently?
Yeah, look, geopolitical tensions do stir up uncertainty because investors often react to the perceived risks and the potential disruptions to global trade, to economic stability and to security. However, the extent to which markets are impacted can vary based on factors such as the severity of the tension, the involvement of major players, and the perceived likelihood of escalation. The Israel-Iran conflict that we're seeing at the moment is a complex geopolitical issue, and recent developments have prompted the markets to closely monitor the situation, especially given the potential for broader regional instability. So far, the market's reaction has been relatively tame and contained, and they have yet to begin pricing in the bigger threat, which would be to oil supplies or a disruption in major trade routes.
We have unfortunately been through quite a few periods of global political tension and uncertainty before, and have seen the market volatility as a result. But what can we learn from history?
Well, while it's impossible to forecast the future evolution of conflict with a high degree of certainty, history can provide some context on the ability for geopolitical events to impact markets. Looking at the response of the US equity markets and US Treasury yields to past conflicts, geopolitical-driven equity market sell-offs are typically modest at around 3%. And equities typically recover rapidly once the conflict has stabilized, with the S&P 500 index typically re-achieving its pre-crisis levels in less than a month. Thankfully, the US is now much better insulated against energy shocks today. Relative to 50 years ago, consumers spend a smaller share of their budgets on energy products, and the US is now the biggest oil and gas producer in the world and has become a net exporter of energy. As such, the current conflict is less likely to rise to a level of posing a systemic risk to the business cycle and to financial markets.
Many people invest by buying equity and bond funds, where buying and selling assets within the fund is done by experienced professional fund managers. What will these fund managers be doing now to monitor the situation and keep their funds on an even keel?
Fund managers play a pretty crucial role in monitoring geopolitical situations and managing the assets within their funds to navigate this uncertainty. As far as the current conflict is concerned, alongside other factors, they will be closely monitoring developments and assessing the potential impact on various sectors and asset classes. As regards risk, they will be evaluating the specific associated risks, such as potential disruptions to global supply chains, energy markets, or regional stability. And they'll be assessing the vulnerability of their portfolios to these risks, adjusting their asset allocation or investment strategies accordingly. Overall, experienced fund managers will be drawing on their expertise, market knowledge, and risk management techniques to navigate these geopolitical tensions and keep their funds on track to meet their investment objectives.
What advice do you have for investors at times like this?
Well, look, to answer that question, I'm going to leave the listeners with this. Since the stock market low in 2009, which is around 15 years ago, for different reasons, the S&P 500 index, which is the index of the 500 largest companies in the US, so in 15 years, has fallen by more than 5% on 28 separate occasions. Most recently, and from March 28th, by around 5.9%, partly due to escalating tensions in the Middle East. Now, regardless of that, over the same 15-year period to date, the S&P 500 index has increased in value by around 738%. So what my point here is, whatever the event, and regardless of what's causing it, a successful investor must always stay focused on their longer-term goals, which will allow them to harness the power of longer-term investing.
And how can listeners reach Blevins Franks?
Well, Howard, as always, they can visit our website, blevinsfranks.com, where they will be able to get the contact details of all our local advisors. They will also be able to fill in a contact form, and somebody from Blevins Franks will be in touch with them to suggest the most appropriate next step.
Always a pleasure, Chris. Many thanks. We'll talk again sometime soon.
Howard, I look forward to it, as always. Thank you very much. Bye for now.